You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Being able to keep in touch with what's going on in our local community can be one of the greatest ways of feeling connected to others. Mid-Devon Messenger, a registered charity dedicated to bringing audio recordings of local news and current events to blind and partially sighted members of the Mid-Devon community, has been doing just that for many years. And to tell us a little bit more about their work and how the Messenger has coped with months of restrictions, I'm joined now by their chair, Helen McIntosh. Hi, Helen.
Hello. Hello, Paulina. It's good to be with you.
Mid-Devon Messenger has been around for quite a few years now. Could you tell us a little bit more about your charity and how it was founded?
Yes, I'll be pleased to do that. I have to say that I wasn't in at the beginning because it was founded nearly 40 years ago, back in 1982, by a few members of the local community with financial support from the local Lions Club. So they were very active at that time. Initially, recordings were produced on tape, which was an exacting and very lengthy process. But thankfully, we use the small and very easy USB memory sticks now. We have around 100 listeners and 55 volunteers, and we take our news from the Tiverton and Calm Valley Gazettes. Many of our listeners live in the centres of population, which are Tiverton and Columpton, though we do cover a wide, very rural area up to the borders with Somerset and down to sort of West Devon.
So you mentioned you have quite a few volunteers and you provide the service to a lot of people in your area. How has the pandemic affected your work and how much you can actually support your community?
We were sort of driven by a passion, I can tell you. It's how I felt about it anyway. I worked in healthcare and spent some of my time in different sectors, but particularly in the community where I worked with community matrons. And I was so struck back then, sort of nearly 10 years ago, by the effect of loneliness and isolation, which was every bit as debilitating as the specific chronic disease these people had. So when the lockdown came, there was absolutely no way that we were going to lock down. We did, however, have to leave the studio that we were loaned by a local employer. It was based in a large factory, and because of the risk of infection, they had to ask us to leave. So immediately, Rod's the chief technician, he and I got together and started recording at home. I have absolutely no technical ability at all. I learned on the job, we both did. But actually, it grew from strength to strength. It was completely organic. And as we progressed over the 18-month period, towards the end, we had 25 of our 55 volunteers actually taking part in the home recording process.
That is fantastic. And now that restrictions have eased, have you been able to get back to working more in person rather than working from home?
Well, I'd say we're getting there. We had a big get together, bringing listeners, volunteers and our supporters together for lunch and entertainment on the 14th of August. And that was a fantastic day. It was a really good kickoff to actually recording together in person again. However, we've been unable to return to our studio because as employers, they were unable to know who of their 500 employees had been double vaccinated, so they had to treat everyone as being at risk. So we've had to relocate to a new studio, and we've been recording there for 4 weeks, and I would describe things as settling down. But if I may say, a major impact of the pandemic was a sheer lack of news. No one was doing anything or going anywhere. We'd already been including articles from other sources, but the pandemic widened and enriched content of the Messenger. It now includes not only the news, obviously, and events, etc., but quizzes, interviews, book reviews, poetry, history items, music, and tales from down on the farm. So it's a very different beast from that existed pre the pandemic.
Oh, that sounds amazing. How have you found it affected your listenership? Have you found that more people were interested in listening to what you have on offer?
Well, it's a bit of both, interestingly, because we used to get referrals from the Rehab Officer for Visual Impairment and also from the Eye Clinic Liaison Officer and from Devon Insight. But of course, no one was interested in hanging around in a hospital at that time during the pandemic. So we've had self-referrals, but not at the rate that we would normally have done. So our listenership has dropped slightly. And the other sad thing, of course, is that we lost quite a number of listeners, probably greater than our normal rate through death, relocation, and also, sadly, people becoming rather more demented during this period as well. So it's a mixed tale. Our listener numbers are down, but we're actively marketing now, so we expect them to build to be able to build them back up again.
And obviously, as restrictions ease, you're back in your new offices, things are really looking up for you. So you mentioned that we can listen, it used to be tapes, but obviously now we can listen to the messenger through very different platforms. It's not just one, it's multiple resources, isn't it?
That's absolutely right, yes. And so we provide our visually impaired listeners with a small, easy-to-use player, which many are familiar with. And each listener receives their weekly recording on a USB memory stick, which is delivered in a plastic wallet by the Royal Mail. And one of our listeners, Jo, says that it's like a friend arriving on her doorstep every Thursday morning, which is great. And another couple that I visited yesterday, he's blind, and they've just moved to the area and they self-referred, having had a talking newspaper when they lived in Berkshire. And during the conversation, I was able to say, well, do you know about Devon Insight? Do you know there's a local VIP club that meets once a month and things like that? So you sort of introduce them into the network, if you like, which I love. I love that part of it all. Also, with increased access to and use of the internet, some, a very, very few at this stage, some people choose to listen via their smartphone or an iPad or Alexa or Google Home. And this makes it easier for people to listen on the move, but generally, our visually impaired listeners listen via the player.
Helen, we talked a lot about the wonderful work of your charity, but for yourself personally, why did you choose to accept the role of the chair?
Well, first of all, I have to tell you, there wasn't a queue for the role. I was the only one who didn't move quickly enough, I think. But my interest in the charity was sparked by my mum, who was blind, and she received the Mid Devon Messenger for many years, and to her dying days was delighted to be able to tell my brothers and I the local news, always keeping in touch and interested in her local community. And from that, it had always been my intention to help when I retired from the NHS, which I did back in 2012.
Finally, Helen, what is the easiest way to subscribe to the Mid Devon Messenger and where can we find more information?
Anyone wishing to subscribe to the Messenger can call me, Helen, on 07834 688838. Or find out more by visiting our website, which is www.middevonmessenger, that's all one word, middevonmessenger.org.uk, and there's lots of information there.
Fantastic. I hope your listenership keeps growing. But in the meantime, Helen McIntosh from the Mid Devon Messenger, thank you so much for speaking on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much for giving us the opportunity.